That's the sound I like to hear. We're here at PGX 2024. I'm Travis with Guys Games and Beer.
And I'm Tom with Guys Games and Beer. And today we are here with
Luke from Partners Best Games.
Oh, okay.
Show, Luke.
Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Welcome to Wisconsin, where we drink beer all day long.
Sounds great.
So, what does Partners Best Games make?
Well, we're kind of an indie game. I'm really just getting into this. We've got a game called The COVID Game, if you couldn't tell by my outfit.
Very on brand.
Yeah, on brand, right? The COVID Game is a party game that basically is a safe way to relive the pandemic. You know, all those things that you couldn't do before, you're doing again. So what you do is you interact with other players by flipping cards, and you say, like, hey, you want to go bowling? You want to go have a beer? You want to go to a game convention? And then based off of the card characteristics, you get COVID. All right? And then there's... there's a dice roll element where you determine whether you're socially distant, wearing masks, indoors or outdoors, and guess what? You get more COVID.
Yeah, it sounds like a game you avoid losing. Nobody really wins
but
you can lose less than the other people around you. So.
Correct, yeah. And, you know, it's fun. Everybody has that experience, and I thought, why not make a game out of it? So it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but...
Little trauma bonding, maybe?
Yes, I like to think of it as treatment.
Ah! Okay, so this is your therapy for all those years that we've suffered, people.
Yes, 100%.
All right. So is the game in development, fully developed? What's the status of this
game? Fully developed. I've got about 4,000 copies in my attic. You can go to www.partnersbestgames.com and order it online. Or you can find me here, and we got some in the trunk of our car.
All right.
So,
Wait a minute. This is sounding a little sketchy. And we also have some in the trunk of our car.
We also have some in the trunk of our car.
So it sounds like, again, it's kind of your early foray into games. What decided you kind of want to take a crack at indie development?
Well, to be honest, I had a game licensed with a board game company in Buffalo, and it didn't go as well as I thought. So I thought, hey, I'm going to try it my own.
Hell yeah.
And then I realized that this is what marketing looks like.
As you know, we are fans of a good display. I mean, you see these people walking around in full body suits and masks and everything.
Great costume.
You turn heads.
This is what marketing looks like. This is how you do it, kids.
Yep.
So, all right. So you're marketing the game here.
Yep.
How long has the game been available?
Let's see. We got production in January and done a couple different conventions and stuff. Mostly small, local, regional stuff.
Right.
I'm based out of Rochester, New York. So.
So when you started the game, once you actually had it developed, did you just go ahead and order a run, or did you kickstart it, or how did you get from
got
a game ready to go, now it's on the market?
I took some retirement funds and I said I invested in myself and said, it's as easy as putting a Facebook ad out, but it's not. So that was the lesson I learned.
Trial by fire. So details of the game, about how many people can you play up to, about how long is the play session?
Yeah. 3 to 5 players works best. 6 gets a little bit slow. 3 is a little bit slow because it lasts a little longer. 6 people, not nearly as much COVID, happens. So it's not nearly as fun. Because, you know, the whole game is, as a party game, you want to keep interacting with everybody at the table.
Right. So 4 or 5 is a sweet spot for this game.
Yeah, 4 or 5 is a sweet spot. And, you know, when you first learn, it takes less than 5 minutes to learn, and then you're repeating the same things. So once you've got it, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, the first game may be a little bit longer as people are figuring it out and then just being like, oh, yeah, and then just go. And then sometimes with any game, as you start laughing and talking and getting in the segues or getting a beer.
And drinking.
It might go a little bit longer.
Good. Yeah. So good party game is what you're saying.
It's a great party game.
All right. So you're looking for a good party game. All right. So now you've got it in the trunk of your car.
Yep.
You might be able to get it online at that site you gave out as well. Give that site out one more time.
Yep. www.partnersbestgames.com.
So are you doing any other distribution on this one?
I'm open. If anybody has any ideas, I just, again.
So well, how about like the local game shops? I mean, have you approached them about it?
I have. Guess what?
Okay. No.
COVID's a little polarizing, and some people are uncomfortable with it at their storefront.
Okay, that's something as far as marketing I would have never thought about.
Right.
I can understand where, okay.
And I get, it's one of those things that if you lost somebody, very sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to carry a game.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's tough. And other people who, you know, are okay with it, you got a little dark sense of humor, but everybody's a little bit different. Again, just like COVID, some people were like all about masking and social distance, and other people were like, this isn't real. We're going to just go keep living our lives. So everybody's a little bit across the spectrum.
So,
something we all experience. So
100%.
So again, choosing a controversial game for our controversial subject for your game, Yeah, great. Marketing, yeah.
Hey, if Cards Against Humanity can get away with the shit they do.
That's what I said.
You know.
If you like Cards Against Humanity, you like Pandemic.
You're going to love this game.
Let the game speak for
itself.
Great
for Thanksgiving,
Don't
holidays.
Write it off.
There you go.
I saw you guys wandering the con floor. You guys been doing any playtesting or anything? Any of that this weekend?
I'm happy to playtest with anybody. We weren't able to get a booth here. I don't know if it was just a matter of scheduling or whatever. But we didn't get a booth, so we're just kind of here walking around, having fun, meeting people.
Cool.
All right. So you said, though, you've got two games available.
There are two games, yes, with Partner's Best Game. So the other one is less of a game, and it's a little bit more of a tool. So my background's in mental health, and I was working in schools with elementary school kids, and I would often find they would get referred, and when I asked them what's wrong, they would say, oh, I'm mad. All right? But that didn't help me understand it much. And so what I did is I had this game called Veer. Basically, it's like a regular deck of cards, right? There's four suits: happy, sad, scared, and angry. And then there's different denominations. All right, so you've got thermometers on each card. So instead of ace through king,
right,
there's levels of feelings going from sad, gloomy, bummed, up until depressed, heartbroken. All right, you're welcome to open up and look at it. But so it's like a regular deck of cards where you can play rummy, go fish with kids. And the whole point is to teach kids about vocabulary, different sizes of feelings. They've got expressions on there, so you can use it and say, hey, make this face. And really just kind of promote communication with kids and help them solve their problems a little bit better.
But while playing a regular card game.
Exactly, right. So less like...
Love it.
Less than like, hey, tell me how you're feeling, but just play this game with me, and then it naturally happens.
That's very creative.
That is absolutely brilliant. I love the fact that you don't have to try to introduce something new to the child
right.
to do it. It's familiar faces or familiar expressions.
Yep.
You can pick a game that the kid loves to play.
Right, go fish, memory. The kids always beat me in memory. I don't understand. I should be better than them, but they destroy me in memory.
But brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So now, this one also available at the website?
Correct, yep.
Okay, any place else on this one?
Nope. Actually, that is in Millennium Games in Rochester.
Absolutely love this idea.
So teachers,
absolutely
parents,
idea.
Therapist.
Nice tools. Oversized cards for children's hands.
Yes.
So really cool that way too. Okay, I'm going to ask because there's some design thought you put into this.
Correct. Yep.
On all sorts of levels. Let's start with the oversized deck.
Yep.
So you were thinking,
yep, a little bit bigger.
Conscious choice there.
Yep.
Who did your artwork?
So this artwork I actually hired because I can't draw faces. My original were a bunch of like emoticons, like smiley faces and just computer things. And I said, if I'm going to market this, I got to have better art.
Really nice artwork on this too. Really nice artwork.
My daughter on the back.
Ah, yeah.
And like a nephew.
That's right. It's called Free Labor.
You know, well, they're cute. They were so happy.
They're freeloaders.
Oh, and they're cute. And they were free, I'm betting.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. But that works out really well too.
Yep.
Absolutely brilliant idea
Thank
for a game.
Thank you.
I really. So we talk to a lot of game developers who work in this area as well.
Yeah.
This is really, I love the idea, again, of using just regular cards, not making it a special game that you have to go through.
And working with, in therapy, all the products out there I found were like too direct, right? Like, tell me how you're feeling, or a game direct about feelings. So I'm like, this is just too too forced.
Right.
Right? And so, you know, you can play war, in this one, when you play war, the lower feeling wins, right? Because you're in more control.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of times, kids in school get in trouble for being too excited, right? You're getting picked up for your birthday, you got something going on, you know the answer to the question, ooh, pick me, right? And teachers don't like that, you know? So if you got a big happy feeling, that's not necessarily great for, you know, in school. You got to learn how to control, regulate, bring everything down. So learning about that intensity of feelings is really important to kids.
Very cool, very cool. Okay, so one more time, if you want to find either COVID. Or
Veer.
Veer, thank you.
PartnersBestGames.com. What's up? Time for beer.
It rhymes with
beer.
It's a kids game, really.
Yeah,
you're going to do that to a kids game. Our disembodied voice off screen just said, it rhymes with beer.
Yeah.
That does make it easier to pronounce, though. Thank you. So definitely check these games out. We'll have links down below in the description on where to find them. We will be doing more interviews. We're live here at the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo. We're here for a couple more days, and we'll talk to you all later.
Enjoy the rest of the show, guys. We'll be
Enjoy the rest of the show.